Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 9th of September and as ever here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And as you're about to start the week, I'm sure you're getting ready to send all those emails. Well, maybe you should just hold a minute. A study by the University of Glasgow and Maduro Consulting actually looked at a particular business and did a lot of study as to how people actually used emails in that particular business. They actually found that the executive team was spending 1.5 hours a day sending out an average of 56 emails. And they actually worked with this business and actually consciously got them to reduce the number of emails they sent. And the initiative led to a 54% drop in the number of emails sent by the executive team. Although the company's other employees weren't told to do so, they sent fewer emails by 64% less. And taken together, the company gained, on average, 10,400 hours and improved productivity of 7%. Now, I'm not saying don't send emails, but maybe the next one you send, whether it's internally or externally, maybe just pick up the phone. Go and speak to somebody. Emails can be useful, but think about how can you build relationships with people that work with you and, of course, your customers. Idea two is to develop this. Where do your ideas come from? One of the things that we see successful leaders do is one of the things we call fish in different ponds, which is actually getting out there and going to see different things. There was a great example this week when Alan Mulally, who is the chief exec of Ford, actually spending time at the IFA, which is the world's leading trade show for consumer electronics and home appliances. Nothing to do with cars. He actually says that he actually gets out there to see what's going on, looks at how they can actually generate ideas from the consumer world into Ford cars. What are you doing, obviously, as a listener to 3D Thoughts? You obviously do like listening to ideas and getting ideas from other people, but why not spend some time finding out what other people are doing? Go to a different exhibition, go to a different conference, just see how a different company does things. It's called fishing in different ponds. Have a go. Idea three is to develop this. Some unhappy customers go to quite a lot of effort to complain and vent their frustrations when things go wrong. They write letters, they call, they tell their friends, they spread the news via social media. Some even produce songs and videos. Remember Dave Carroll, United Breaks Guitars? Well, a disgruntled British Airways customer recently spent a reported $1,000 to complain about them. Hassan Syed actually purchased a premium tweet to complain publicly that he'd received poor customer service when his father's luggage went missing on a BA flight from Chicago to Paris. He wrote, "Don't fly British Airways, their customer service is horrendous." The tweet, as you can imagine, went all over the place. Estimated by 76,000 users saw it before British Airways took 8 hours to respond, stating that their customer service helpline was open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. As you can imagine, that actually created even more publicity, including an interview on CNN. And I think it's a great example that shows that when it comes to dealing with disappointment, yes, things do go wrong with customers. Social media is seen by many customers as a valid channel to complain and make customer service comments. Customers can and do it anytime, anywhere, any place. 9 to 5 doesn't work anymore, but lots of businesses aren't listening. Are you? Have a great week now. Bye.